heard on high. Angels, we have heard on high. It's okay. I'd tell her the page, but I don't know it. Okay. Angels, we've heard on high. Seated.
His pride. what your God has done. Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born for you. Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born.
Our first scripture reading tonight is from Luke 1, 26 through 35, and then from Luke 2, 1 through 7. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now Luke 2, 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
late midwinter. And I'd also like to mention that the next, when the music is all through, at the end of the last number will be Holy Night. Ash will be singing in the first two verses. But the last verse, if you'll look at the screen, and it'll have you stand and sing the last verse all together with her, and then we'll go into Silent Night after that. And it'll be self-explanatory for you, but in the bleak midwinter.
Himself be Shepherds run in haste to see the one the angels praised. In cattle stall they find a girl who holds the hope of all the world. Emmanuel has come to us, the Christ is born. As he sleeps up on the hay, he holds the moon and stars in place. Though born an infant, he remains the sovereign God of endless days. Emmanuel has come to us, the Christ is born. Sons of God on high, let every heart prepare him room. The promises have all come true. Emmanuel has come to us, the Christ is born. To
Our second reading this evening is taken from Matthew chapter 2, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." And when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
Return like waves brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul was born. Oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night divine. Led by the light of faith serene, with glowing hearts, by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men of Orion land. The king to be our friend. He knows our need, our weaknesses, no stranger. Behold your King before him lowly.
Sing Silent Night. Be seated. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for that silent night, but yet it's made a lot of noise. The choirs singing in heavens, the worshiping of a babe that is a miracle come down in an incarnation so that we might have life everlasting. Thank you, God, for how it started. Even there's death at the beginning and death at the end because of sin that had to be paid for. Thank you for the difference of where the wages of that sin is death, but the gift of God, you sending your Son, that we celebrate at this time of year here, the gift of God is eternal life, and it's all through Jesus Christ, your very person, as he's our Lord and Savior. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the honor and glory and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.